live from the middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. It's the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. It's a Thursday night, August the 30th, 2007. And it's my pleasure to be here with you. Glad you're with us tonight for another go-round of of information and truth and interaction between us. That's a big thing for me. I just love the fact that you guys are out there, that I'm here, we can talk and share information and have a good time at the same time, and understand that, you know, we're all in this together. It's going to be an open lines night tonight. Getting guests this week has been like pulling teeth. I guess maybe it's because of Labor Day coming up or something. I don't know. But it's been a blank so far. I'm working on trying to get somebody for tomorrow night to come on and talk about a new book they have. If not, we're working already on next week to get people on. So I'm not sure yet if I'm going to be here live Monday night or not. Haven't decided that yet. No. I'm not going to be here Monday night. I might be. I haven't decided yet. So we'll just have to see. The wife has decided I'm not, so that's probably what's going to happen. But we'll see. When Mama talks, you know, you got to listen.
Well, no, you'll just be picking me up.
No, but that'll be early in the day.
I know,
but I'm not worried about that.
You haven't seen me for 4 days, see?
What is it? I'm hearing all kinds of audio in my ear going off like, wow, weird crazy thing. No, it's John tonight. No problem. No problem. I'm hearing all this stuff going on, and Kimberly is in the studio with me, my wife, and she's sitting over on another computer. I'm thinking, where's that sound coming from?
Yeah, and
it's like, whoa. I'm saying, you turn it off now. All right, 800-451-1567 is the number. 800, I messed up. All right, that's TrueNet Radio's number. 800-313-9443 is the number here for the Republic Broadcasting Network. 800-313-9443. I'm going to need oxygen here, I think, in just a second.
You know, I don't think I like it. John does something, I get blamed.
John's fine with it. John's fine with it. That's okay. Well, it was just like really weird. I'm going like, whoa, what's going on in here? Yeah, John says it's fine that you got blamed. All right, so yeah, I mean, I'm hearing all these sound effects and stuff going off in my ear, and it's like, whoa, what in the world is that coming from? So, his mic was unmuted. Yes, and I've done that too before, because I've left my mic on before with other shows that I've engineered in the past, and they can hear all our conversations and everything that go on here and other things that I'm doing. And usually they laugh at me and say things to me, but I'm not going to laugh at John. Not me. If you want to join us tonight on the phone, it's 800-313-9443. Also, the chat room is open. Just go to midnightridershow.com, and just grab a name. When you click the live chat link, and boom, you're there. Just pick one. We don't ask for any personal information or anything like that. You can pop in and enjoy the chat. Also, on the website is my little email link where you can email me if you've got thoughts or suggestions about the program and feedback, news items that you come across, and I get those every day. And a lot of that information makes its way out of the program. And so I'm most appreciative of all that information that I do get from you. All right, we're going to come back on the other side, dig into news, your calls, here on another Open Lines Night. It's your night, it's your show, you pick it. Back here in a minute on the Midnight Rider.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097 or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Broadcasting Network. A lot of good stuff for you tonight, including strippers for Ron Paul. I'm serious. We'll have it for you coming up. I guess Fred Thompson has finally decided that he is going to jump into the presidential race as a Republican. He's having a press conference on Monday to announce the fact he's going to announce that he's running for president on Thursday. So it's the press conference before the press conference. And, I mean, he's got staff people quitting him left and right. And they didn't raise as much money as they thought that they were going to before going into this. But it'll be interesting to see what this old guy does. I mean, this guy, if he doesn't have the pancake makeup on, he looks like a guy who's just come off a 4-day drunk. And doesn't... I mean, you'll always talk about people looking presidential. This guy looks hungover all the time. Except, you know, after you powdered him up and all that kind of stuff and you put him under the lights and, you know, he's somewhat presentable. But other than that, no. Seth in Mississippi, you start things off here on the Midnight Rider. Welcome to the program. How are you?
Good. How are you, Mike?
Doing pretty good.
I want to talk about, you know, I Swanson got the, you know, talk for a minute on that article I sent him, which I'm sending to you now, about the judge in New York who's, you know, the article starts off, the judge orders tax evasion site to close, and that's WeThePeoplePoundation.org.
Yeah, I've got the article here, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, which is, you know, that was in you know, Freedom to Fascism in Russo's film. He talked about that website, you know, in the Freedom to Fascism movie. And, man, this is, I think this is a good topic and a good subject and things people need to take, something people should take serious and look into, you know, and, you know, maybe find some way to take action because this isn't right. And also, if you know, if you go to the We the People Foundation.org site, you know, or just WeThePeople.org and check it out, you'll see on the site, actually, the court order document of the site closing down, you know what I mean, and everything. So, and you can actually sit there and read the court order, the papers.
Yeah, I've seen part of the court order. I haven't written the whole thing. It's like 25 pages long.
Right.
But, yeah, this Judge McEvoy, he's a senior judge in the Northern District of New York, issued this order back on August 9th. In his opinion, he wrote that the First Amendment did not protect the two organizations that operate the website or their founder because the site incited criminal conduct. McEvoy ruled that some people who went to the website stopped paying taxes, causing the government harm. You know, actually, Seth, when I read this article earlier, and I've looked through, like I said, I looked through part of it, I think this would be a perfect time for, you know, Schultz and them and their appeal to come back and basically put the tax system on trial.
Right.
Because in essence, that's the root of the issue here. The government is claiming that there is a law. Bob Schultz and the bulk of us out here are saying, no, there isn't a law. And so to determine whether or not he's engaging in criminal activity, you've got to prove whether or not the law actually exists.
Yeah, and it is a good thing. And, you know, that's why I'm calling about it, is because everybody that's hearing this, you know, I want to, you know, everybody to get behind them. Call Judge McEvoy's office. I did today. I called and left a message, you know, at his office saying, hey, drop the charges. You know what I mean? And spoke my opinion then just on the message because I don't care. I'll call, you know, if I find the number or whatever it is, I'm protesting. You know, but it is a good opportunity for them to stand up and make them show them the law. And, you know, the more people behind them and the more people gaining interest in this is good, you know. And because if this goes bad, if this judge gets this case and wins this case, you know, that's real bad on Ed and Elaine Brown, for instance, and their fight. And you know, the others that are out there fighting against this law. So, you know, I just found it important. And this is a big organization, like I say. I mean, they have, you know, they've been standing behind this fight. Even if you go to, if you Google the United States Constitution and you know, the first Constitution that it leads you to where you can sit down and actually read the Constitution, when you click on the 16th Amendment, it'll send you straight to his site. I mean, from the Constitution online will send you to We the People, you know, and that's what I've done today. And that's how I got into this. I was reading over the 16th Amendment because I was on Ed and Elaine Brown's site, and some jackass on there was, you know, being offensive to them. And so I went and I was reading through it, you know, and just studying up more about it, and that's what led me to it. And then that's when I read the court order document, you know, and I remembered it from Russo's film and everything, but I never really looked big into it. But, you know, this was a surprise to me, and I remember a caller on the show last night, you know, talking about it.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting because, I mean, I would have thought rather than shut the whole websites down, that if you've got something that you're selling, that's the key, then take it off and leave the rest of the website up. I mean, why totally take? And I don't know. I'm not talked to Bob Schultz. I don't know what, you know, what their reasoning behind it was. But why take the whole dadgum thing down?
It says to not be held in contempt of court.
Yeah, but according to Schultz, he says he wasn't directly ordered to do so. In the article, he says he wasn't directly ordered to do so.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, why take it all down? Why take all the information down? and people are going, you know, go there to get information, and it's not there anymore. It's like, are we the people folding up shop, even though they're appealing or whatever? But, I mean, for me, I think I'd go try to find, assemble me a group of good attorneys to walk in there and say, okay, this is what you're doing, then we're going to put the entire tax system on trial.
Right.
Here's the information. This is what we've got. This shows right here that the bulk of American people don't have to pay the taxes. Now, stick it. We're putting the site back up.
And hopefully that'll happen. You know, I mean, I don't know when the site actually was closed. I mean, because, you know what I mean, I just got this article, and of course it was written today. You know what I mean? So, you know, and it's not very detailed, this article on, you know, CNET News. And it's the only thing I've found so far, but I'm sure we'll be hearing more about this, you know, if we keep investigating it and looking into this, you know what I mean, as things unfold. But that's a very right. good point, you know, you yeah. make that. And they shouldn't, you know, because all that's left is the mission state. Really, everything else is shut down.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why you're going to take all of the information down rather than if they say that you're selling something, that's the bugaboo, why take it all down? I don't understand. I just don't.
I do think it's funny that he took it all down and then put up the court-ordered document on the site, you know?
Right.
And I think that'll gain
interest
to people.
Too. Which is what they should have done, and, you know, I'd put the order up and then I'd railed on it.
But as you read this, you know, what this judge is doing, I mean, this is ridiculous against free speech. I mean, this
sure
is.
Sure it is.
You know what I mean? This is a big step.
Right.
If they can't get away with this.
Yeah, I mean it's wild, and the problem is they're going to because he shut the site down.
It says the First Amendment does not protect speech that indicts amenity lawless action. A judge wrote in the 1969 Supreme Court decision.
Yeah, that's what he's referring to. But that's when they ought to walk in with all the Supreme Court cases and say. The 16th Amendment didn't give the federal government any additional right to tax, and all the other Supreme Court decisions that say that a tax on a man's labor and his services is unconstitutional.
Yeah, they're getting scared. I mean, too many people
are
learning.
They are getting scared. They're pulling out everything they possibly can do. I mean, shoot up in Ed and Lane Brown's house today. They found out that a guy that they had hired to bring him some dirt. He brought him three loads, and
yeah.
he still had two left, but he hadn't shown back up. And come to find out, they got a phone call today. The guy had been intercepted by the feds, who wanted to hide out in his truck and then come leaping out at the appropriate moment. And the guy wouldn't do it.
So they asked
this guy over and over and over again. So he said no, and he just didn't bring him any more dirt.
It's a wild situation. It's interesting. I hope y'all stay with this story and keep people up to date. And I'd like to watch as this unfolds. You know, to
yeah.
See what's
as I get
happen.
More information, I'll stay on it because I look at this type of stuff every day. And why they didn't keep the site up except for moving what was deemed the offending material. I mean, the whole website can't be. I wouldn't think could be deemed as the offending material. I mean, if you're putting up your opinion of something that you believe, if you yourself believe that the income tax law is invalid, then you have every right, according to the Constitution and according to God's law, that to say what you think. I mean, now you're saying, oh, it's a thought crime to say that the income tax is null and void. Welcome to 1984.
And all he's doing is educating people. I mean, that's the point of the site. He's saying,
exactly.
Here's the information we got. And,
yeah.
You know what I mean? If he wants to take a donation to sell that information so a person is wise on whatever step they want to take, say, you know, for instance, I don't want to pay my taxes, so I go to We the People and I buy his video just so I learn more about it. That's just his right of teaching people. And
yeah. Seth, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. You're going to grab a break here. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Oh, little Nancy Sinatra. Yeah, these boots, they're made for walking. Ready, boots? Start walking. It's the Midnight Rider here on a Thursday night, the 30th of August, 2007. Let's go back to the phone. Ira in New Jersey, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the call. First time I'm on your show, I heard a little bit of the caller before talking about taxes. What's the current status with Ed Brown in New Hampshire?
Still a they're still there. I talked to Ed yesterday and Elaine both yesterday.
Right.
Yesterday afternoon, they're fine. They've had a nice summer, and they're getting ready for winter. Evidently, somebody was bringing dirt to them here in the last few days, and was met up by the feds, and they tried to get him to allow them to hide in his truck, and then when he went to take one of the other loads back, that they were going to pop out.
Does he have point in time. Does he have an attorney?
I think filing something in court. I think they've given up on any legal remedies at this point, from what I understand.
I thought maybe file a motion in court to force the feds to back off, to let them go in and out of the house a little bit, you know, something like that.
But, well, I mean, I think they're able to, you know, for most part, they're able to go outside and they do different things around the property and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's just they can't leave the property.
Yeah.
And they, you know, they've got a number of friends and supporters up there that keep an eye out for them. The feds are following their friends around in the stores because they think that they're possibly bringing them food, and some are. But that's humanitarian aid. That's not anything you know, is going to be, you know, something that you're going to not allow somebody to have.
Yeah. I was reading a small paperback book out called The Fair Tax, about the Fair Tax book.
Right.
The tax based on consumption, because, yeah, the whole thing with the income tax is a big scam.
Well, and even the fair tax is it puts a burden on those who make less money. I mean, it's...
There's something in there about getting rebates for lower income, but
yeah. But then again, see, you still have to have this big bureaucracy.
Yeah.
And so they remain in place. They just change their name and change their uniform and their rules a bit, but yet the same scam continues.
Yeah, maybe that could be. Maybe it's just something with the same stuff with a different dressing on it. Yeah.
Right. I mean, because you're still going to pay for what you consume. I heard it rates like a 27%. You know, which is, you know, is ludicrous.
Yeah.
So again, you know, you're paying exactly what you're paying now, and if you're a low income person, then if you're having to add 27% to what you buy, your money's going to buy a whole heck of a lot less.
Yeah. How many people would you estimate? And this may be impossible to answer. How many people would you estimate challenge the income tax in court? They refuse to pay it, and they're charged, and they go to court. Let's say about how many people? It must be thousands of people in this country who do that each year. Huh?
Yeah, I would think it would probably be in the thousands. I would imagine
thousands.
So,
if you get that up into the millions, that might be a way to overthrow the whole thing.
That's the thing, and I think that's what has them scared. I think the thing with Ed and Elaine Brown and the fact that you've got a court victory with Tommy Crier down in Louisiana and other things, it starts to bring all this stuff to light. And this stuff, whether it's favorable or unfavorable, gets some mainstream media coverage, and you're going to get some people that are going to be interested to go take a look.
Yeah.
And try to find out some more information.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm tempted to do it myself just by increasing the number of my exemptions and then just pay nothing. And then I'll tell you, I work in New York, in New York State, and that's one of the highest income taxes amongst all the states, 8%.
Right. Yeah, you and your neighbor Connecticut. Yeah, sure are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The whole thing, the whole tax system as a whole is a scam, you know, so in terms of what would really be needed to...
And the federal government, Ira, ran just fine on tariffs and excise fees and the like before the income tax came along. The problem is every time you get a central bank, the direct tax always follows.
Yeah.
Always is followed.
Yeah.
And none of it goes to none of what people pay in their taxes goes to fund the federal government. It's all to pay interest on essentially what turns out to be a mob note for money that they print for next to nothing and sell it at full value and tack on interest to the full value. I mean, it's a Ponzi scheme. Quite honestly, I wish I'd have thought of it. But the problem is people that that run these schemes now, they go to jail for the exact same thing.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, I'm sure you've heard about Aaron Russo passing away.
Yes, I certainly did.
That was a great documentary he had there, Freedom to Fascism.
Yep. It was a great piece of information and a great work and a great tool for us to use. Ira, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Got to take a break. We're at the bottom of the hour. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider. Let the Western coming in a hurry with the Fury's breathing down your
neck. Team my team reporters babble Trump. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Tell me, is the institution, well, you know, you better free your mind instead. But if you go carrying pictures of Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow.
Go start a little revolution. 800-313-9443. Got the Fab Four there. Hey, man. John is picking the hits tonight. Got the good tunes flowing. Can't beat that. It's Midnight Rider. It's open lines tonight. If you want to join us, pop on the phone and do so. Also, the chat room is open. MidnightRidersShow.com. MidnightRidersShow.com. Just go in there.
John the fill-in for Manny's birthday.
John is the fill-in for Manny's birthday, yes.
Well, bless his heart.
Yeah, man, he took the night off on number 22. So, John is here, and John is doing yeoman's work as always. John was like, I think, producer number one for me. The first producer I had, yeah. Yeah, I think so. So,
Thomas the second night.
There was Thomas the second night, then John came back. Yep, that's right,
And then poor Manny,
was night three.
No, he wasn't there back for the first
week. Oh, yeah, for
the entire
first
week. He's like, who are you? I don't even know anything about you.
Well, no, you were calling him Thomas, and he kept answering.
He kept answering as Thomas. It's like you've got a name, right? Tell me your name.
And then halfway through the show, he told you my real name's me.
Yeah, exactly. They're like, oh, hey. Like, I'm really stupid. Thank you. No, but we have a good time. And they do a great job. Just sort of, like I said about Manning last night, John does an excellent job, too.
Well,
and everybody does. Everybody there does a good job. And I mean, what I've done, John's show in the afternoon with Marcus and others that have been around there, it's just been super. So, and it's been a while since I've done John's show.
Since the first big party, right?
Since the press conference up at Lane Brown's house. Yeah. Well, that's been like about a month and a half. 2 months almost?
Oh, I was thinking it was almost three.
About 2 months, I think, yeah. So, but it's a privilege to be here, and I enjoy being here, and I love doing this show, and I love talking to you. And Chuck in California, you're on the program. Welcome to the Midnight Rider.
Hey, Mike.
How are you doing?
Exhausted.
Exhausted, eh?
Happen to pack everything out of the shop, and that's what I've been doing.
Well, nobody. Hold on.
And I'm going to be homeless tomorrow.
Okay, good. No. We're on a different network, so nobody knows what you're talking about here. Chuck, for people who don't know, Chuck is has been a 9/11 activist and a truth activist out in San Francisco for how many years now?
Mm-hmm. Well, I started early 2003.
And he's been out there and basically has given up his entire life to do work out. So. You're packing up, and the place that you're in, you won't be in tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm going to be permanently homeless. Well, I've tried to do everything I can to stay here, and I can't. Property management is just being total a-holes.
Well, we can't say that on the... We're on the regular radio now, bud.
Yeah.
You're talking nice. So, other than, how have things been out there? I mean, is your activism still continuing, or what's been going on with you in the last while? Because I've not talked to you in a while.
I mean, I've had to back off just to try to keep afloat. And
right.
I landed doing service calls for HP, Fujitsu, Gateway, all their service warranty work.
Uh-huh.
And so this finally had something that was. Pulling in money on a regular basis.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, bingo, for a total of 6 weeks, I hadn't, they had cut me off doing any service calls. And there was no reason for it. And I kept calling, why aren't you guys sending me out for more service calls? No one knew any answer. It took 3 weeks for me to finally get an answer that some HP customer, complained that I was rude and I didn't finish the job. And I go, wait a minute. There's no job I've ever been to that I was rude to or even not finished the job. Neither in any way, shape, or form. Even when I would expect, a big company like Seagate to be, civilized people. But they're not, And I still kept my mouth zipped shut. I mean, that was the most rudest IT department I ever seen in my entire life, and those people are about as dumb.
Okay, hold on. So you're gonna be out of your place tomorrow.
Yeah.
And you're gonna be essentially living in your car, right?
And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a place that I can possibly move to it, another shop location, but there's tenants in there, and so those tenants won't be out in about 2 months. I tried getting other people to share this shop with me, and the property management has just done everything they can to put holes in it. And,
will they not let you share the shop with anybody?
I mean, they create some problem, like this last person, that was ready to jump in. There's no water sprinklers. We can't have you come in, because there's no water sprinklers, just because the guy has wood. Excuse me. This place is, any building's going to be subject to burning down. You think the wood's going to make this place burn down any faster?
Wow.
So, I mean, just constantly. have put holes into every opportunity that I've had someone to come in to share.
Right.
So, and I can't afford this alone.
Yeah.
And, now, you know, 6 weeks passed without getting any service calls. And one day I get a call 2 weeks ago, Tuesday morning. One of the places that I had, you know, serviced their laptops, you know, called and said, "Hey, I got a message, but it didn't sound like your voice," saying they were coming in to, you know, replace the LCD on their laptop. And asked me if I was the one coming out. I said, "No, they cut me off." And I told him. And I told him why. And he immediately called them up and said, "Hey, you ain't sending anybody else out here but Chuck. You know, he's the best tech you guys got." And so 20 minutes later, they're calling me and asking me to go out and do that. I said, "Okay." The following Friday, another location where they needed their laptop worked on. And the guy just happened to have told the dispatch saying, "Hey, if you, I'd like you to send the guy that you came out here last time." And he didn't remember my name or anything. And so she looked it up and said, "Oh, he's been suspended." And so then he said, "Well, you know, get him if possible because he's good." And so they sent it off to the guy that was supposed to stop and investigate and find out why I was, you know, cut off. Because I kept telling him, "There's got to be a mistake, totally flat out. Because I know darn well I'm one of your best top techs out here in the Bay Area. And you need to investigate." And he promised me that he'd do whatever he can. Nothing would happen. And but here it took these two people, and it got forwarded on to the guy that can put me back on. And I guess he spoke with both of those two people and said, "Hey, just, you're back on, and this is the first chance I get to investigate it, and I will." You know, but let me tell you, I mean, the techs that are out there, and I'm telling you, there's a ton of them that just butcher people's laptops. Let me just butcher them. I mean, they scrape and scratch and tear them up. I mean, strip the screws, break the cases. It's incredible. Put screws all in the wrong place, you know, long screws where it should be a short screw. And then one time I went to go, they wanted me to flash the BIOS with this laptop, and the guy replaced the laptop, replaced the system board, and it still wouldn't run. So I go over there. And this doesn't need a flash in the BIOS to make it run.
Right. Yeah. But Chuck. Yeah. Nobody listening here knows what you're talking about, dude. What do you want me to do here?
If I can get some help, that'd be great. That's why I get all I need. I'm surprised that not one 9/11 person, you know, is jumped even out here to rotten help. You know, called so many people I know that are out here on 9/11 truth. Not even come out here to give me a hand in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got this, you know, and I got this big bad baby to load up.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm gonna have John get your number. And if there's somebody out in that neck of the woods that would like to help you, I'll have them get in touch with you.
Yeah, I'm certainly needed because tomorrow morning is, you know, the walkthrough, and this place has to be empty.
Okay. Well, you know, man, I feel for you, buddy. But I'm going to put you on hold. John will get your information. If anybody wants to, you know, that's out there, can help you, then that's what we'll do and go from there. I guess he dropped off. All right. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number to call here on the program tonight. And if you'd like to join us in the chat room, it's open as well at MidnightRiderShow.com. This thing with Bob Schultz and We the People, you know, that and this whole tax thing, this – all the stuff that they tell us that is real but turns out not to be real. You know, it's just one lie after the other. And why do people start paying taxes? I mean, I started paying them because my mom and dad paid them. Because I was told that's what I had to do. Dad set the form down in front of me and went through it, went over it with me, and I did my first set of taxes when I had my first job at 16. And, you know, because everybody does it. You know, that just, and then we just go on, you know. You know, it's, why do we keep falling for all of this stuff? I mean, have we become so conditioned and so, brain dead and programmed not to even think, as to what we're supposed to do and what we don't do, and then we let somebody take a third or a half of our income and say, okay, it's yours. And this goes on worldwide, folks.
I know the answer.
Well, you know the answer to that, yeah.
I think a lot of the reason that we do it, or at least I know the reason I do it, pay taxes, that's what we're talking about, right?
Right, yeah.
Is because you're afraid of the ramifications on your family if you don't.
Yeah, true.
Because if you're thrown in jail, who's going to take care of 4 handicapped children? You know, I mean, and everybody's got their own circumstances.
Well, they've got their own circumstances, but you're right. Everybody's afraid of the big bad wolf at the door.
Right.
And again,
therefore, you're going to gripe and you're going to complain, but nobody has figured out yet how to beat it. Now, the first person, I mean, granted, victory was good.
But it comes down to this. It's going to take more than one of us. It's going to take a million of us.
It's going to take the first one to set the precedence. And then once the precedence is set.
Well, I think the precedent's been set up in Plainfield, New Hampshire.
Not legally. Not in court.
If the law doesn't exist.
I know, but
I mean,
That's the thing. The government won't show anybody that it doesn't exist because they want to keep running the bluff.
Well,
or at least that's my opinion.
Exactly. So if you can't take it to court and win, except in the case of Tommy Crier, then what do you do?
I don't
know.
Do
you keep paying into the system you know you're getting robbed on?
That's a very good question, Mike. And
I mean, you know, if you know the thing is a fraud, if you know that you're being robbed, and they don't have a legal basis, one by the Constitution or by the law itself, to do it. But I mean, let's use this analogy. If a burglar comes into your house, or somebody that you know comes in and steals money or jewelry out of your jewelry case, do you allow them back into your house?
No.
So what's the difference? Other than the fact they've got machine guns.
I don't know.
All right. John in Arkansas, you're on the program. Welcome aboard.
I got to tell you, I agree with everything that the lady stands for. But she's right. You don't let nobody come in your house. You certainly don't let nobody come into your nation with unguarded borders when we're at war. And I'm talking about, yes, Mexico. That thing that's been hanging on our backside for a long time. The problem, really, is how do we deal with wide open borders and people who shouldn't be here taking up jobs? Oh, I'm going to tell you something. I live here in Arkansas, right? And I'm so sick and tired of hearing this, you know. Oh, but we got one of the fastest growing Hispanic communities in the nation. Well, I am so sick and tired of hearing that. You know, I'm going to tell you something. This week, a police officer who's a Latin and Mexican descent, I would like to invite you to our festival, but please don't write no bad articles about us like you did last time. I gotta tell y'all something. What do you do, huh? When there's a wolf at the door and the wolf is growling at you, to come in, well, what do you do? Mexico has not done nothing for her people, except get money. You know how much money comes in from reparations from the Mexican people working abroad?
Right.
Man, that's a corrupt-ass country. It's time for the Mexican people to get off their foot, go back to Mexico, and up to me, I'll arm them and give them all the bullets and guns they need over to their corrupt government so they can go back and establish the kind of government they want. Mexico is not a poor nation. You had 200-300 years to get our act together and had not done that like our neighbor Canada next door. Now, how come she only has decent roads, infrastructure, and a support system? We are supporting our own demise.
Yeah, and paying for the pleasure, yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, how long do you fund this beast? I mean, that's the question we have to ask, and I appreciate the call, John. I mean, how long do we keep funding this beast? I mean, we know what the problems are. But yet everybody, you know, people just keep sending the money. It's like we're sending tribute to some little false god or something. I mean, it's crazy. I mean, I don't get it. I don't get it whatsoever. I mean, it's none of it makes any sense yet, but everybody complains, moans and groans. We know what the problem is, but yet nobody's willing to do anything about it. I mean, if that's the case, and if this is the problem, then we do deserve what we get. I mean, our family.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Anymore, I want them to turn black. I
Back here on the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Yeah, you know, it's the question of how long do you continue to feed this beast? I mean, if we're going to try to fight against it and feed it at the same time, that seems pretty darn counterproductive. I mean, if you have no redress of grievances anymore, if you can't take a case to court in most instances and present your evidence as to why you think that you shouldn't have to pay taxes, you shouldn't have to this, or you shouldn't have to do that because there's all kinds of illegal games, and the game is rigged against you in the first place, then what are you supposed to do? I mean, do you let them convict you and just submit yourself to jail and go right along when you know all along that you're right? It's like this Larry Craig, this Senator Larry Craig. He says, oh, I'm not gay. I wasn't guilty. I didn't do nothing. Then why did you plead guilty? I mean, why did you plead guilty if you did nothing? And what you're telling me is true, and why plead guilty? So you can just get off with a fine and not have the hassle? I mean, it's a plea deal. Oh, go ahead, admit you're guilty, pay your little fine, and go on, and there won't be the government hassle. Problem is, Larry Craig's guilty of sin. I mean, he's going to tell you no, because he's going to want to keep his nice little coochie $168,000 a year job. But the people in his own state are tired of him because of this junk.
Wasn't there something out in the
80s
about him being...
Oh, yeah. And it's not... I don't have a problem with... If Larry Craig is gay, that's fine. But don't come presenting yourself as some family values guy.
Right.
And trying to attract the religious right. And this is more the problem of all the lying and the games that are played. You know, that's the problem. That's what we're looking for. It's some honesty and real people.
That's why everybody likes...
That's why they like Ron Paul. He's plain spoken. He doesn't get into all the freaking gobbledygook. He just sits there. His message is simple, and people identify with it. And it's easy to deal with. Now, while we need a program for this, and I've appointed a committee to handle this part, and I've got another program over here, another program over there, it's going to take $1 trillion, but we're going to fix things. Everybody's going to eat tomorrow. You're going to get your nice little... You're going to have your health care. You're going to have this. I mean, we've been... Ever since I was a kid, they've talked about fixing Social Security. I'm 41 years old. That's been the issue. Every time they go around, it's, oh, well, we've got a lockbox for Social Security. You've got this. You've got that. I mean, it's the same stuff all the time. I mean, it just never ends. Never, ever ends. It boggles my mind. You know, nothing ever gets done. They're going to leave people hanging. As a, oh, well, you pay into this system, and we're going to be there for you when you need it. No, you're not. And how many people are out there, and this is all that they're going to rely on? They ain't going to get nothing. Because they were sold a bill of goods, and this money's all been spent. In the real world, that's called embezzlement. In the real world, people charged with embezzlement and found guilty go to jail. These people just get reelected. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider, hour number 2 on the way. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443 is the number. Stay right there. We'll be back in just a second.